Hello everyone and welcome back to the Top Work podcast. Today we are interviewing Abigail Owens, the founder of Mishmash Management. And Abby, thank you very much for coming on. And would you mind just saying a bit about who you are and what you do?
Oh, thank you for having me, Carl. Yeah, my name is Abby, and I'm really excited to be on the podcast today, my first podcast. As Carl said, my company is called Mishmash Management, and I have been running that company, won't be my 10th year anniversary this year, which is really mental.
Congratulations.
To think time has flown by. I know. Do you know what? Saying it, I'm like, oh, I need to do a celebration. I need to make myself a cake or something. So I've had my company for the last 10 years. And even before then, I've sort of had a company as well. So I've always been in that realm of entrepreneurship and business owning and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. And with that in mind, how and when did you get started?
So when I left school, well, first of all, when I was in school, I wanted to be a professional dancer. That was my goal. I wanted to be dancing, you know, for all the celebrities at the time, so like Beyonce and Britney Spears, and I'm trying to think of all the bands that were there, but it was a very pop era. And so you had like SMTV Live and Live and Kicking and Top of the Pops and concerts and all that kind of fun stuff and music videos. And so I wanted to be a backing dancer for that kind of stuff, street and hip-hop dancing. So what I decided, rather than going to university, when I left school, I was like, right, okay, how am I going to fund auditioning and training? So when I was 18, I set up my first dance school, which was my first company in essence. And what I did was, for 3 days a week, Monday to Wednesday, I set up loads of dance classes. And then all the money I earned, then I would go to London the other half week, and I'd train at Pineapple Studios, and then I would audition. And I did that for about a year and a half of having my own dance school, but injuries happened, lots of changes. So I had to put a pause to that. And then I'm trying to shorten the version, but I moved to London. I started working in the entertainment industry, in the dance industry, very much performers that you would see on Britain's Got Talent. I know them, have represented them, hired them. That's sort of my world. And at 25, I just, because of just issues with my last job, as much as I loved that job, I just felt like actually to start my own company was now or never. I had no ties, had no mortgage, no kids, no family, no husband. And I thought, hey, this is the time to go for it. I think when you're younger also, you just, there's no fear. there's the unknown. So you don't know what's ahead. And I had savings. I'm quite responsible. So I had savings to, you know, back me up. And so I then started my company at 25. And here we are. I was going to say 10 years on, but everyone can work out my age. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So that was how I started my company.
I think that's very inspiring, especially starting at such a young age.
Yeah.
You know, and then using the money that you made from the dance classes and then training at the same time. And starting out, you know, what are the biggest challenges that you faced so far on your journey?
So far. There's a few. I mean, if you speak to any entrepreneur, there's going to be a lot of challenges. Obvious, most recent challenge, which I think you'd, you know, hear from a lot of entrepreneurs. Some entrepreneurs have made a lot of money in this pandemic, but unfortunately, my industry is the events industry. So we were the first to close and still the last to open. We still don't know what that looks like. Obviously, with the 21st of June looking a bit iffy, whether that's going to be open. So I haven't had a company for a year and a few months, because I think shut down in February last year. So then I had to think on my feet. And so I've collaborated with another company to do freelance work for just obviously monthly income. But it's funny, I'm sort of at a very weird stage, actually, the last few weeks of like, how much do I invest into my company? Because if I invest and we go into another lockdown, so that's actually quite challenging at the moment. I'm still working out and sussing out and speaking to people within the events industry, what's it looking like for them. So that was a big challenge for me. I think a couple of other challenges. I think what I regret, and actually I say to a lot of entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs, is having a mentor or a business coach, something like that. It sounds quite trivial, but Actually, when you're doing something by yourself, it's different when businesses, I think you're working collaborations, maybe there's two, three, four partners. I mean, that has other challenges, but the benefit from there is you bounce ideas off each other, and so you like gear each other up and you've all got energy together and you set goals together, and so it makes it really easy to get it going. But when you're starting by yourself, it's really challenging because it's like, who's got energy and life every single day? Do you know what I mean? To run this company by yourself. And also, you know, it's less experience, less ideas, less thoughts. And so I just, that's something that I have challenged, you know, in the past, and something that I'm thinking about in the future with my next company that I've got in mind, of having a mentor, a business coach, just to like check in with, help set goals, help set guide, you know, guidance. And I think also with that is learning your weaknesses. Like, I love speaking to people. I'm a relationship builder. I am great at that, but I've always been nervous about the sales pitch at the beginning. I'm not a natural salesman. I'm great online with websites, and I'm great, you know, once I build relationships, great. But the initial sales I've always found quite tricky for me. So I think that's been a challenge where I've had to learn either I need to improve that or bring someone else on. So that's been a challenge. And then I would say another challenge for me was my health. When I was 25, when I first started the company, it was just a really stressful period of like the first year of any business is really stressful. Again, however way you do it. And I was living in London, I had 10 grand savings, and literally I had no clients for a year, and the money went down the drain. And it was just got to a point where I stressed myself so much. I was then diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people might know it as ME, fibromyalgia. And unfortunately, that meant my energy was extremely low. So I was running my business from my bed. I was making calls, emailing, and then sleeping for 3 or 4 hours. I mean, it was extreme fatigue. And I think people who haven't been diagnosed with that don't understand how that feels. It's like having the flu every day. So that has been a huge challenge for me the last 10 years, because I still have chronic fatigue syndrome. It's still something I deal with every day. It's not as bad as them, but it's still quite prominent that I'm still searching for cures and in health and quality of life. And so, but I think the business has mentally kept me sane, and I'm a very goal-orientated person, so I'm not letting a sickness or a health issue stop me. So yeah, there's a few different challenges from, so that's what I would say with entrepreneurs, your health. Honestly, you think it's like it's going to be there all the time, but actually if you push yourself to such a point of breaking point, who else is going to run your company? There's only you. So be responsible with your diet and your exercise and your meditation. And then I tell you what, you'll have a lot more successful company because you'll have the energy to make it succeed rather than sick. So that's something I think people need to keep in mind as well when starting a company.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's really important to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and working insanely long hours is not necessarily the best way of doing that.
Absolutely not. It's about productivity. It really is. It's really like, okay, where are my core hours that I get the most work? For me, it's morning. So then make the most of that morning time, and then be, and I'm bad at it. You know, I might need a break and I keep going, but actually I should be like, no, I'm going to go for a walk and come back refreshed. And I think it's just really knowing how you work, and that takes time. That's not overnight. That really is. You know, as you go along the journey, you realize what you need mentally, physically to keep going.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then on a brighter note, what has been your most satisfying moment so far?
Satisfying. It's such a good question, and I'm really bad at this. I don't know. I'm sort of looking back and look at your successes, because you're always thinking forward, like what's more to do. But I think my biggest business success was I took the first, this was when I was 26 or 27. So it was only about a year and a half into the company, or 2 years. I took the first ever contemporary circus show to Bolivia in South America. So I think Cirque du Soleil, that's the best way to explain it. They wanted Cirque du Soleil, but they didn't have the millions and millions and millions that they needed. So I provided another circus show, contemporary, still great. It's not Cirque du Soleil, but still brilliant. And I took them, it's a 30 person with performers traveling around the world to come to Bolivia in South America. And there was a 3 week tour in the major cities. Don't get me wrong, that was my biggest challenging job of my life, but the most satisfying, because it was obviously it was really historic. It'd never been done before. So that was really fantastic. And then I've worked with amazing brands like Disney and Everton and F1 and Vidal Sassoon and celebrities, and the list goes on. So I'm really proud of the brands I've worked with and the clients I've built up, and that's been really cool. And also for me, freedom. If anyone is becoming an entrepreneur, I'm sure one of the benefits is freedom, not being under a boss. I think also for me, I ended up living in Los Angeles for 2 years. I've traveled quite a bit because I can work remotely. I've set myself up that I can work remotely anywhere, which I think is brilliant. And obviously with lockdown, that's proved you can do that. But I knew that 10 years ago, that's why I did it. So I was, you know, I've got to live in great places. And even now for me, I'm still setting my business so that, again, I can go off for 4 months a year to Europe and, you know, just have that freedom as well. So that's been a huge success, because that's not easily done, really, if you're working a 9-to-5.
No, absolutely not. And I think that's one of the great benefits of being your own boss and starting your own company. And with Definitely. That in mind, would you recommend entrepreneurship to others?
Absolutely. Yeah. I massively think so. I think it creates... Look, it's not for everyone. It really isn't. Like, my dad's very entrepreneurial. My mum isn't. My mum's more business minded. So I go to my mum with business stuff, but she was an accountant and she liked the security of 9-to-5, a pension, a wage. And I tell you what, some months that would be amazing. But I just think, for me, I'm just like, life's so short. And if becoming an entrepreneur and starting your own company is going to make you happy, it's going to be hard work. It's going to be real hard work. So you've got to know your why you started your company. Then absolutely it's worthwhile. But I would just say go in with eyes wide open, not naivety. And ask people for lots of advice. I've definitely had the past where people are either too shy to ask questions, or they are they think they know best. Do you know what I mean? And no one knows best. I mean, if you speak to like Sir Richard Branson, he probably still doesn't know best in some areas, because we're not perfect. We don't know everything. And I think it's definitely a recommendation I would say to people, but be really clear on why you're doing it, because once you know your why, then you'll keep going. So for me, it's freedom and travel. And secondly is just be aware of the hardships that will come off the back of it, and put things into place, like I said, business coaches, collaborations. I really feel like business moving forward is about businesses collaborating. I think that's the best way to move forward. And also, you know, does it help your community? You know, that's something I think is really cool, that things are changing right now, especially with the pandemic. Is like, who's it helping? What's your aim goal? Is it a community? Is it a demographic? Is it an age group? Like, what are you trying to change? And what I have in my head is like, what legacy do I want to leave to the next generation? It's really morbid, when I die. And I think so, but that's my why. That's not everyone's why, but it's just really thinking through these questions before you start up.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's very important to do. And what or who motivates you or drives you to kind of keep going?
Oh, myself. I would just say myself, for sure. I think it just goes back to sort of what I want in my future, how I want to live my life. You know, I want to live my life. Eventually, I would like residual income, so I'm not working 9-to-5. That's a huge goal for me. I've done, you know, as much as I'm remote and freedom, it's still pretty standard working hours, 9-till-6, 9-till-5. And so I definitely want to set up a way where it's residual income, that allows me to have freedom eventually when I have a family, or if I want to travel, or if I want to do more charity work. And so personally, I drive myself. And also, I'm a really goal-orientated person. I think you do have to be something along the lines of goal-orientated or challenge-orientated or risk-taking to be an entrepreneur, because otherwise you'll go flat at the first hurdle. There are benefits to it. There's definitely downsides to it as well, which I've had to work through. But yeah, no one pushes me to be who I am. It's definitely my way of thinking and how I want to, again, live my life in 10 years' time. So it's trying to get me. Some people are like, I want to retire by 35. Great. I totally know people like that. So it's just I think a lot of entrepreneurs would probably save themselves, because they're the only ones who are going to be driving you forward every day.
For sure. And I think motivation needs to come from within, because if you're reliant
Yeah.
on something or someone else, then, well, it's, yeah,
Definitely. It
unreliable.
definitely. For sure. For sure.
And where do you see yourself and your business in the next 5 years, or any future businesses that you might want to be involved with?
Problem is with me, I've got so many ideas, but I need to execute certain ones, and I'm trying to be really disciplined with that. So, okay, where do I start? So I've got my company, Mishmash Management, which is fine, and it's been a great stepping stone into learning about business. I think that'll tick along in the background. I would eventually like someone to take that over for me. But my main goal and my next career is I'm studying to be a nutritionist at the moment. Off the back of obviously my health and everything I've learned, I'm like, okay, I really want to help people, and I've got tons of ideas of what I want to do in the nutrition realm. So in 5 years' time, I'd like more my nutrition business brand, what that looks like. Again, like I said, I've got a few ideas. And set that up and have that some sort of residual income with that, as I said. But I think for me, I got to a place where I love my company and I love the industry, and it's a very exciting industry. So I feel very blessed to be in entertainment, and I get to do lots of cool things. But it got to a point a few years ago, I just felt like I'm not helping people. Like, it goes back to what I said about legacy. What legacy do I want to, leave? And so then I just decided 2 years ago to study to be a nutritionist. I'm in my second year, one more year to go, and then I'll be qualified, and then I will set up a nutrition business in about 5 years' time. I'd love to do property as well at some point. This is the problem with me, Carl. I'm like, okay, and then the next goal, and the next goal, and the next goal. But nutrition is in my full focus, and then who knows, property later on. But that's my starting off point. But it'll be lots of businesses within that. And Mishmash is a great, this is the other thing, it's not to be afraid. Like, your first business doesn't have to be your whole business. You might have that business for a couple of years and then move on to your next business, but it's all about learning. So you just got to be just always understand that it's just a learning curve, and it's a first stepping stone to other things.
Yes, absolutely. And best of luck to you with the nutrition business and your studies
Thank
there.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for coming on. It's been great to find out more about you and your story so far and your
Yeah.
future plans.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it. My first podcast. Been awesome.
I'm happy to hear that. All right. Well, take care.
Amazing. Thanks, Carl.